Happy Resurrection Day. Glad we are here on this Easter service. Thank God for our children. Thank you, Linval, for that wonderful song, those songs about Easter and resurrection, the wonderful cross. What a glorious thought. In the Gospel of Mark, the Easter story, the story of resurrection. Wasn't sure how it happened, but I, again, went back through my notes and found out that in 27 years, I have never preached on Easter Sunday out of Mark's account of Easter. And it's there. So I did some research, went through, and I think we have a great story today. The story isn't any different in any of the four Gospels. A few more details, a little bit of depth, but this good news, he's risen. In this account, you'll get to hear the women's names. Other places, they just say some women, a few women. In this case, you'll get to find out what the women's names were, but I never met them, but I'll meet them one day. One day, we'll all be together in a place called heaven, rejoicing around a throne and celebrating, and I'm glad there's no place better than being with God's people. Glad you're here. Would you look at somebody next to you and tell them you're looking good today? Now you can take that either way, can't you? I'm not sure. Some of you might have said, I'm looking good today, and some of them you might have said, you are looking good. Well, I'm not sure which way that was going to work, but it's happening. Yeah, thanks, Art. I'll pay you later for that one, buddy. Yeah, it's always good to have your dad in the house, isn't it? I visited Art in the hospital, and that's what the nurse told him, said, your son's here. And he goes, my son? And I walked in, and he goes, oh, son, how you doing? I'm like, okay. So I've been promoted, or he's been demoted. I don't know which that was. I don't know if that reflects well on me or poorly on you. That's probably the same thing, isn't it? Let me reverse that. All right. You found Mark chapter 16, didn't you? I'm going to start reading scripture before I get in more trouble. You know you can dig a hole so deep you can't dig it out. Been there, just done that, didn't I? Mark chapter 16, verse 1. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. So they went out quickly, fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went up into the country, and they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. He rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Well, this story is found in all four Gospels, and we find that it begins when the Sabbath has passed, that it's the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices. They didn't have them stored. They went and they got them. These were the women. They were called eyewitnesses. If you're watching an NCIS or one of those CSI shows or something, these would be the eyewitnesses. These would be people they would be interrogating. These are the folks they'd be writing their little notes down. What'd you see? When was you there? What time was it? Who was there? What was going on? It was me. His Mary and Salome. And then some of the other accounts give other Marys, and it was Mary and Mary, and depends on how many. Yeah, apparently Mary was a common name around here. It's Bob. If I say Bob, half the church goes, what? But there's one other title more important than Bob. It's Mom. You know what I find out about mothers? That they seem to know their kids' voices. With a child saying Mom, the mother turns around and looks. But when a child says Dad, every dad in the room turns around and looks. Have you noticed? Is that just me? You want to make sure it's not your child saying Dad. But if it says Mom, only the right mother turns around to look. So I, never mind. That's no charge for that. There was... No great study behind that. That's just personal experience. As I stand around a bunch of men, everybody goes, Dad, and we all look. Not mine, your problem. Somebody needs to help that boy. Yeah, rent a dad. Dads are us, or whatever you need for that service. So here it is. The Sabbath is past. They bought spices. They were investing in something they love. It's not hard to do that, is it? They loved Jesus. They were investing their time, their strength, and even their money. They bought spices for Jesus. It was very early in the morning. I'm not sure how early is. I have heard this week that there's a guy that walks around and gives bus call times for his brother and sister. Anybody else have that? They walk through the house going, 5 minutes till the bus. Would you all like to rent that son out? That would be, right? Wouldn't that be? Even the people whose son does that want to rent him out. But it would be a meaningful event, I think. Very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they had the spices, they had the time. It was early. They were going to get there before the sunrise. And here they were going on this journey. I don't know what the earliest time you ever got up. But what I was told, that we were talking about a 6:30 sunrise service, and I asked a guy, I said, are you going to meet me here at 6:30 for sunrise or about 6:15? He goes, I won't be home yet. I guess he had a midnight shift last night. Can't meet you at 6:30. I won't be home yet. Very early in the morning is a relative term. They were on their way. They were investing their time, and they didn't want to miss 1 minute of it, but they still had a problem. Spices checked, time checked, direction yes, we know where we're going, but who will roll away that stone? That was the problem in their life. They had a large stone. Who's going to move the stone away? Maybe you're thinking about a large problem in your life. Maybe you're thinking about the dilemmas and the struggles that you have. Who is going to roll the present stone away? And on our journey, we continuously speak to the Father and continuously seek instruction. Lord, what will you have us do? But I'm here to report to you that God knows how to take care of big stones, big problems, and he knows what's ahead when we don't. As a matter of fact, the psalmist says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of one or two of them. What? All of them. You got it, didn't you? It does say the Lord delivers them out of all of them. All's a pretty good accounting, isn't it? All is a good word. Many of us plan to use the day from dawn to dusk, and they have great plans, and we need others to help us to accomplish those tasks. But I'm here to remind you, don't let the obstacles that you have seen, or the obstacles that you believe, or the perceived obstacles stop your journey. Keep going. In your travel from the cradle to the grave, you will encounter difficulties, trials, disappointments, and sorrows, and they will be faced in real time, and present circumstances might appear to be bigger than life itself. But here's the good news: when they looked up, what a place to look. If you haven't looked up, you haven't looked the right direction yet. We have to look up. When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. Aren't you glad God knows how to deal with very large problems? And in fact, if you're a child of God, it's really not your problem anyhow. Isn't that true? Your children are your problem, aren't they? Am I saying that right? Sonia doesn't agree with me, but yeah, those children aren't my problem. The problems become God's problem. And I was just trying to figure out, what would a big problem look like to God? I wonder how big a problem would have to be before it would be a big problem. After all, God is able to remove our sin, and we don't even know how big a problem that is until the Lord helps us. But in life, in those temptations, in those trials, when those temptations overtake us, remember, God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, and with temptation makes a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Either right through or away from it, He will help you. We find out that the first message of resurrection was preached by an angel, and you guys get me. Right? This morning, I didn't notice any wings messing up my towel. Put on a white shirt. I don't have a long flowing robe even to wear. Maybe I should have rented one for today to preach today. But he saw a young man clothed, and even a young man. I'm in trouble there, aren't I? More than I know. Yeah, somebody's back there pointing to her watch about birthdays, I'm pretty sure is what they're thinking. Every year I get older, I notice that. They saw the young man clothed in a long robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Doesn't take much to alarm people, does it? Some folks, it's just a snake in the carpet. Others, that happened. Some of you jumped already. Sorry, I didn't know it was quite that bad. Sorry, I didn't mean. Some of you, it's the electric bill. Okay, is that better? Maybe the oil bill. How's that? That got your attention yet? I don't know what alarms you. I don't know what frightens you. But this young man had those ladies' attention, didn't he? There he is. Long robe, white robe. And aren't you glad when the Lord shows up and when we have a message from God, they tell us the good news is don't be alarmed. And it seems like seems like God knows exactly your language, and He speaks in the language you need to hear. If they were alarmed, then the angel says, don't be alarmed. If they were afraid, the angel says, don't be afraid. If they were scared, the angel would say, don't be a scared. Comes from the South too, right? Yeah, and if you're fixing to be afraid, the angel would say, don't be fixing to be afraid. So these are the way He speaks to us. And the reason we don't have to be afraid is because Jesus is risen. Amen. That's why you don't have to be afraid of what is going on. And I understand that it was an exclamation point that is there. And that simply means that he got a little bit excited when he talked about it, right? Exclamation point. So if an angel, it's kind of an oxymoron for an angel to shout real loud, he is risen, after he tells you, don't be afraid. You're probably going to be shaking pretty good, aren't you? Because the angel's shouting, don't be afraid. Too late, already done that, got a badge. Right? Yeah. And sometimes people tell you, right, don't be afraid, relax. Sometimes it's tough in life to do that too, isn't it? Life comes at you in real time, doesn't it? 1 second, here it is. One phone call, there it is. One note, there it is. Least expected event. But the good news is, he is not in the tomb. He is risen. But in the truth, Jesus is here because we need him. He's not just here because it's his house. He also wants to dwell in our body, in the temple, and wants it to become the temple of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, he has promised to never leave us or never forsake us. And we get to tell this story. He's alive. That's why I'm not afraid. I could be afraid, I should be afraid, but I'm not, because he already defeated the grave. It's already empty. Aren't you glad we don't have to go there and look? We don't have to go there and look because he's here. I don't have to take a trip to the Holy Land to see the empty tomb. He wakes me up. Sometimes really early, and sometimes he lets me sleep in. But that's because he knows I'm going to have a long night. Isn't that amazing? He is that far ahead of me, he already knows where I'm going to be before I get to be there. And sometimes he just redirects me. More than once I've been riding with somebody and they go, where are you going? And I said, we're going to go up to Harris Hospital. And they go, why did you go the wrong way on Route 17? Oh, I guess we're going to go somewhere else first. And maybe I'll have to be told, where are we going? Right? Aren't you glad for the God who can direct your steps? Amen. He brought you here today. Thank him for that. Thank him that we are able to proclaim the good news, because the message is carried to those who need to hear it, by those who have heard it and believe it. And the crazy thing about this is they'll tell you whether you believe them or not. The ladies come running. When's the last time you seen a lady running except in a track meet or a basketball game or, I don't know. Last time I saw my mother running, she was right behind me. Did I say that out loud? Maybe, yeah, that's okay. That's a different story. Let me keep going. Go tell the disciples and Peter. You know, Peter had a really rough night, didn't you? It was cold, and he wanted to stay warm, and he's by the fire, and somebody recognized him and said, hey, you're a disciple, aren't you? Not me. You ever been there? You're a Christian, aren't you? Oh, I don't think they're talking to me. Warming yourself by the world. And then finally, in earshot of Jesus, he says, I'm telling you, I don't know that man. So Jesus says, and reminds the angel to tell the women and Peter, tell the disciples, including Peter, including us, including you, including me, meet with him. Aren't you glad he's here today meeting with us? We have come into his presence. Tell the disciples, this is the direction from the angel. It was his voice saying, go and make sure you tell Peter, that offender. I include him in the people I love. Who do you get to tell Jesus loves them? even after what they have done? Absolutely. So what do you think they did? They went quickly. I already told you the angel's probably getting loud about this time, right? Exclamation point, he is risen. Go, tell the disciples. I bet they were gone before he said go. They were probably looking for a way out. Don't you think so? My favorite story was a little boy, the father told him, go, and he just took off. He didn't even know what he wanted yet. Go, tell your mother. He's gone. Pretty soon he comes back and goes, what was I supposed to tell mom? All right. So you find out why. They fled. They left quickly. They trembled. They were amazed. Amazed at what was going on. They said nothing to no one, for they were afraid. If an angel told me to do something and he was emphatic about it and sent and he was instructed, I would kind of be afraid to stop and tell anybody else where I was going to. Wouldn't you? Where are you going? Oh, I'm on a trip for an angel told me to go and find the disciples. And why are you at the diner? Getting coffee. Don't you think it was important if you were told to go? Don't you think it's an important message if you were told to tell it and proclaim it? The message, the messenger, and to whom we speak are all important, aren't they? Amen. The message, the messenger, and the listener are all important. And as they go through this journey, they begin to understand how significant it was. So the first person that he appeared to was Mary. And as I read through the stories, through the four Gospels, I begin to understand that Mary was the one who was looking for him. Aren't you glad the Lord knows how to find you if you're looking for him? I wish I had an illustration. Oh, there's a perfect illustration. Somebody's looking for somebody. They're searching. They find them because it is significant. It is important. But here's the amazing thing. She went and told those who had been with Jesus. You notice what they were doing? You notice how they were mourning and weeping? These disciples had just lost everything, hadn't they? They invested everything they had in following Jesus. And Jesus was now dead. They seen him buried in a tomb, and they knew they had lost everything. They were mourning, weeping, and Mary shows up. He's alive. And they're like, I can't believe you. That's just too good of news. The news is beyond my ability to grasp and to understand. And if that wasn't enough, then others showed up. After that, he appeared to others, and they went and they told the rest. And now they have witness after witness after witness saying, we have seen Jesus. And the 11 people that were closest to him and loved him the most said, I just can't believe it. And that's the world, isn't it? You either believe he's alive or you don't. But I'm glad to report to you the Holy Spirit helps us believe he's alive. If you believe he's alive, it's not because I told you, it was because God touched your heart to believe he was alive. I don't even have an empty tomb to show you. I can't even get a tour. I don't want to. Maybe we could. No, I don't want to. But it's amazing to think that the only reason preaching is not in vain is because the risen Lord speaks to the people to whom I am speaking. It's like cheating. I say he's alive, and he says, I am alive. Because he reveals sin in our lives. He reveals our need to pray. He reveals his presence in our lives. And the good news is Jesus appears with you as you travel along your daily path. He's with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His words will burn in your heart, and you'll be talking about Jesus, and you'll be praying, and you'll have sweet communion when you least expect it. All of a sudden, online in Walmart, I get to pray with people. Sometimes I pray for the people I'm working there too, right? Isn't that great? Went to Wendy's this week, and I'm walking in, and there's a guy, and I'm thinking, should I hold the door for him or not? I'm really busy. So I go, you know what? I'm just going to hold the door. I can't be that busy. I'm not going to hold the door. So I held the door for the guy. I really feel bad if I told you he had a walker. I held the door for him, and he goes, you know, it's Easter. Jesus is risen, and we celebrate it on Easter. I'm like, yeah, that's Sunday, isn't it? Whoa, dude, if I wouldn't have held that door, he would have never been able to preach to me. And if he didn't preach to me, if somebody didn't preach to me, I couldn't preach to you. So I'm just wondering, who in this world do you need to preach this story to? And it might be the people that hold the door or close the door because they were too busy, right? But the Lord helps us. So where do I want you to go? There it is. Go into all the world. That includes where you live, work, and breathe, doesn't it? Where you go to school, especially where you live at home. Did you know you can preach at home? Good place, right? Sometimes your kids preach to parents, don't they? If you want to know a good sermon, talk to Madison. She'll tell you one. Or go talk to Mallory. Mallory's already been on YouTube gone, amen. Amen. She's like two. Amen. Amen. How cool is that? Yeah. They're getting it right. Are you? Right? Pray without ceasing. So before you go into all the world, I want you to remember Christ is risen, and the best memorial I have is the Lord's table. We're going to serve it together. We're going to bless you and ask that God will help us. Let me pray for you as we prepare for these elements. Father, thanks for what we were able to preach today. And now we get to experience exactly what we're talking about. The Christ who died on the cross, raised from the dead, is about to bless every person in this room. You are alive, you are risen, you are here. And may these elements remind us of the blessing and the grace of God that is adequate and able to help us on this journey of faith. So all who participate today and those who watch, may we be embraced by your power, presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Denise, is Chris coming and Mike? Yep. Yeah, we got three. Chris, Mike, and Denise, that would be great. If you'd like to receive communion today, this is an open communion, meaning all who would like to participate are able. If this is your first Sunday here, you are an invited guest to the Lord's table. All I ask is that you would stand, if you're able to stand, and that way I'll know all who are able have received. So when you get the elements, take both the bread and the cup, and then be seated, and we'll wait for all to be served, and then we'll partake of these elements together. So when you get your cup and your wafer, the broken matzah, hold those elements, and then we will partake together. But you may be seated. I'm going to be reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. He who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself for not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many would sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. And that's why we serve the elements in this fashion, so we wait for each other. And there's a sense that those who have already gone to heaven are waiting for us to fulfill and have this fulfilled in our lives. These are... Anyone else need to be served today? All right. Let's thank God for these elements. Father, thank you for the bread, and we understand that you are the bread of life that was broken that we might have everlasting life. And then we hold a cup. We know that the grapes were squeezed, and as a reminder that you too shed your blood and gave us a new covenant so that we might enjoy everlasting life. Thank you for the emblems, the symbols of faith, with the knowledge one day they will be a present reality. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Take and eat that which was broken for you in remembrance. Christ died for you. Now would you drink the cup and proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Could we say the Lord's Prayer together as our benediction and a reminder of his great grace? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God bless you. Happy Resurrection Day. Go in his peace and proclaim the good news. There is also the flowers here. I forgot to mention that. If you would like to make a donation, you can identify one of these lilies or tulips, and then next week you could take them home and plant them. Does that make sense? So if you any kind of donation, just see Denise. I think she has the cards. You could put their name on it. You'll see some of the others have done that, and those are available for you, and just, again, for your as part of the memorial service today. God bless you.